Hello and welcome to Eastern Sierra Now News. I am Byron Walter. Looks like we got a fair bit for you today. There's a Nevada closure due to heightened mercury levels, the City of Bishop Planning Commission vacancy notice, working to stabilize NIHD for support and patients at the Northern Inyo Healthcare Discount. But first, let's hear from our sponsors.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua-style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're going to get that, and then we move on to sides. I want to get some chips, and I want to get some salsa, and what else am I going to get here? I'll get some extra guacamole, and move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that, and we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip, Mexican buffalo wings. Oh, man. Okay. Click. That goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today.
And High Point Solar is your leading local solar power and battery backup company with access to the world's best technology. High Point Solar has installed over 1.4 megawatts of solar power in the Eastern Sierra. That's hundreds of homes in your neighborhood benefiting from low to no energy costs. I mean, come on. With rising costs from utility companies, the time has never been better to gain your energy independence with solar solutions provided by High Point Solar. Visit us at highpoint-solar.com for your energy independence today.
So it looks like a historic mining site in Nevada has closed due to elevated mercury levels. On July 6th, the Inyo National Forest has closed the B&B mine and mill site, located on the eastern edge of the forest boundary in Nevada. Due to elevated levels of mercury found in the surface soils and mine waste that pose a risk to human health and environment, the B&B mine and mill site was a quicksilver mercury mine discovered in 1925 outside the town of Dyer, Esmeralda County, Nevada. Within White Mountain Range at 7,940 feet, the 58-acre site is entirely on National Forest System lands. So it looks like the Forest Service will be conducting additional site investigations and efforts for the B&B mine and mill site to determine the extent of the contamination and develop future site restoration and remediation plans over the next several years. So just know if you're planning on making a trip out to the B&B mine and mill site that you will in fact not be able to access them. For more information about the site, including the site investigation work conducted to date, please view the B&B mine and mill site administrative record located at the supervisor's office at 351 Pacu Lane, Suite 200, Bishop, California, 93514. All right, that's great. Let's move on to our next story. All right, on to our next story. A very important story going on right here in Bishop. Working to stabilize NIHD, that's the Northern Inyo Healthcare District. Del Rossi asks for support and patience. So the Northern Inyo Healthcare's Interim Chief Executive Officer, Stephen Del Rossi, addresses the topics of bankruptcy and the future of NIHD in two recent memos to the district staff. Del Rossi sent the memos to clarify what bankruptcy could mean for the 77-year-old healthcare district, one of the first within the state of California. In summary, we will not close, but our services will be closely examined as they are now, he wrote staff. We are working to stabilize the district's finances, but this will take time. We appreciate your patience with us during this period. As for bankruptcy, Del Rossi still believes it is necessary to have a plan in addressing the topic. Quote unquote, I have stated for many months that we have to consider a way forward to keep the hospital operating and maintaining services. At multiple NIHG board meetings, the Inyo County Board of Supervisors meeting and other meetings, I have stated that we must consider bankruptcy, but I have not defined what generally happens in a motion. Del Rossi remains committed to communicating with the NIHD team and community members in addition to frequent staff memos. The first regular biweekly employee town hall took place this week. Plans are in the works for a series of community town halls. Voters in Big Pine and Bishop voted NIHD into existence on January 1946 after raising $5.5 million through community fundraisers to bring local quality healthcare to northern Inyo County. And that's all I have for the news today. I want to thank you for joining me. My name is Byron Walter. I am here with Eastern Sierra Now News, and I want to plead with you to download the Eastern Sierra Now app. It's the easiest way to consume the news from all over, more news than is just broadcasted on this show. There's things going on everywhere. So download that app, and it also can notify you when I'm on, so you can tune in. Thanks for tuning in today, and have a pleasant day. Byron, out.